This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. April is National Public Health Month. We've been speaking with various health people throughout this month. Today we have with us Annie Barris, a family nurse practitioner from the Yancey County Health Department. She's with us to talk about the public health agency's role in maternal child health in our community. Hi, Annie.
Thank you. It's good to be here and talk to you about what's an important piece of the Yancey County Health Department services, maternal child health care, and how maternal child health fits into the overall mission of public health to assure, protect, prevent, and promote the health of the people living in Yancey County. As we have mentioned before, in 1876, North Carolina enacted a law that led to the structure to create local health departments in each county. One of the major health problems identified in each county was a high rate of infant deaths, or what we call infant mortality and disabilities. So along with the concern about communicable diseases, health departments began addressing the known reasons for these infant deaths.
Annie, what are some of the major reasons for fetal and infant deaths, or poor birth and childhood outcomes?
A mother-to-be who doesn't receive prenatal care when she's pregnant or gets care late in her pregnancy can result in low birth weight babies or babies born prematurely or too early. When this happens, newborns can have numerous health problems that can lead to disabilities or even death. If a mother lacks correct information or proper education, she may not make the best decisions or take the right actions for a healthy pregnancy or child care. The lack of resources within a community can also prevent a woman from getting care. This includes the community not having clinic providers available to pregnant women, all the way to a woman not having funds to pay for those services. The health department is one of only three clinics available to provide prenatal care in Yancey County. Regular well baby care and needed medical care are important to keeping our children healthy. At the health department, we like to focus on prevention of illness as much as possible, working on healthy behaviors with families to promote health and to keep families well.
You mentioned education and financial resources as a public health issue. How is that a public health problem and how is it addressed?
When women don't have the financial resources or the information about resources available, their pregnancies and their children are at risk because they will be more likely to not seek out help. This may be the very help that could prevent problems for mother or child. In years past, North Carolina had the highest rate of infant mortality in the nation. Since then, strategies have been developed to improve pregnancy outcomes and to assure optimal health for children.
Annie, what are some of those strategies?
Along with access to clinic care, health departments provide programs like maternal care coordinators. A maternal care coordinator evaluates a mother's needs, her level of knowledge of how to have a healthy pregnancy and baby, what her financial resources are, and helps the mother get the appropriate services to have a safe and healthy outcome. For families with children, a child service coordinator is available. The child service coordinator follows a child's development and makes referrals to other helping agencies when necessary. She acts as a support to the new mother and provides information on the proper growth and development of the child. When a mother has special needs, she's referred to a maternal outreach worker. This worker visits in the home or community to assist the mother-to-be to acquire needed services and basic needs, such as adequate housing, baby supplies, helping to teach the family baby basics. The Health Department's Women, Infants, and Children programs, known as WIC, has been one of the longest and most successful programs. Good nutrition is a building block to healthy pregnancies and children. WIC provides all women, infants, and children who qualify with vouchers to purchase nutritious food. A woman gets the benefit of learning what foods are best for herself and her family to eat.
In closing, we can see that health departments provide clinic care, community collaboration, and support for women and children. Annie, briefly, what are some of the other programs that help our school-age children?
We have programs like SESAM, which stands for Students Eating Smart and Moving More, which is an after-school program that teaches in a fun way good nutrition and exercise. Our Yancey Teen Tobacco Use Prevention Program, funded by Health and Wellness Trust Fund, empowers youth and interested adults in preventing teen tobacco use. And, of course, we have our middle school student health centers that give all students in the middle schools direct access to medical and preventive health care. along with mental health and nutritional counseling.
Thank you, Annie Barris, a family nurse practitioner for the Yancey County Health Department. We thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.